or you went to the ICJ trial where Aung San Suu Kyi spoke to defend Myanmar. And yeah, I feel like she, in her speech on the second day, she really spoke about the history and trying to explain that that the government is doing its best to try to, you know, provide aid to the Rakhine State, but that's not really possible when there is this divide internally. And yeah. So I was wondering if you could also share a little bit about that experience going to that trial. And
I felt that was the international community let down the struggle of the people of Myanmar to just be focused on a very important issue, but by, you know, not taking the right steps in trying to support what's happening, you know, because that tragedy happened. Then I really believe we can choose if we want to help, and there are many different ways to help both, the international community to understand better the country, the Rohingya people in trying to send more aids and try to, you know, understand better their culture, their history. And so I really believe the international community just, you know, forgot about everything and just focused about one specific issue. And that was the Rohingya crisis. And so went there, like going there at The Hague was also a stand to say, and I felt it was to say, I'm with the people of Myanmar. We have to see the structure of the society to understand who has the power, who has the jurisdictional power, who has the actual, you know, talking about the Constitution 2008, it's clear by reading the Constitution that the government was just the face, right? They had power, of course, they had power. So, but in the main and most sensitive area of the government, the military were in charge.